Sidra. The three of them sat in the quick travel pod, Pepper and Sidra up front, Tack leaning quiet in the back. Pepper had been staring out the window the entire time, but from her expression, she didn't appear to be seeing much. "If he's not at the shop," Pepper said, "we'll ask Esther." Sidra knew who Pepper meant, the glass blower in the shop beside Blue's. "He usually tells her when he's stepping out so she can keep an eye on things for him." Pepper nodded to herself, calculating. "And if she doesn't know, we can split up. I'll go to the noodle bar, you two can go to the art supply." Sidra put the kid's hand on Pepper's knee. Pepper was agitated, naturally, but figuring out every variable concerning what to do if Blue wasn't there wouldn't help. "He's probably at the shop," Sidra said calmly. Pepper chewed her thumbnail. "This doesn't feel real." Understandably. What if the message was wrong? Like a prank or something? It didn't say much. Just said to write back for details. Which you did. Pepper frowned at her scrib, which hadn't left her hand since Sidra had found her. "Yeah, but he hasn't replied yet." She sighed impatiently, then handed Sidra the scrib. "If that message came from a dummy node, we're all wasting our time here. Can you dig through the comms path? Make sure it's legit." Sidra took the scrib. "What are you going to do if it's not?" she said. She gestured at the scrib, pulling up comms path details. "I don't know. I haven't got that far." Pepper stopped. She looked straight at Sidra. "You didn't answer the question." "Shit." Sidra inwardly flailed. "I just meant..." "You didn't answer the question." "Sidra, you didn't answer the question." The kit sighed. "This is not the best time to talk about that." "Oh, fuck." Pepper put her face in her palms. "Fuck, Sidra. What? Who did you go to?" "No one. I..." "Pepper, this isn't the time." "Bullshit, this isn't the time. Are you okay? Holy fuck. I can't..." "Who helped you?" "No one. It was just me and Tack."
"You and Tack?"
She glanced toward the Aeluon in the back seat.
"You did this? You fucked with her code?"
"I..." Tack began. Pepper snapped back to Sidra.
"Have you run a diagnostic?"
"I've run three. I'm fine, I promise. I'm stable. I came to the shop to tell you..."
"Stars."
Pepper pinched the bridge of her nose. I really
can't think about this right now."
She let out a tense breath. "Are you sure you're okay?" "I'm fine. I promise. You don't need to worry about it. I'll explain later." Pepper pressed her forehead into the side window and shut her eyes. A silence filled the pod. 1 second went by. 2, 5, 10. Tack leaned forward, sticking his head over the back of the front seat. "I would really love it," he said, "if someone could tell me what's going on."